Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Get a friend's opinion fast. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisy, and I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. I welcome first-time listeners from around the planet. We seem to have new listeners every week from different countries, and we welcome you. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own, titled Stop the Ants. What does ANTS stand for? That stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And on the show, we talk about original lyrics and the inspiration for this song, which I wrote in about 50 minutes. Someone once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. And I'm like, really? Are you kidding me? That's certainly not true. Music is ageless. Any age can write lyrics, sing, play guitar, and perform, certainly. And everyone we know in this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Thank you so much to the doctors and nurses caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. You are certainly the true heroes. And we certainly hope for a normal return to our lives here very soon. Please, everyone, stay safe. Thank you to my friend, Bill Miller, who's on the dashboard this evening, uploading photos, music, and to ensure we have a quality sound. Bill, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Russell. How are you this evening?
Well, not too bad. We got some technical difficulties with our guest tonight, and we're gonna call an audible and improvise, and it's a shame, but the show must go on, and we still got some great tracks of music to play from our guest, and we're excited about their new EP release tomorrow.
Yeah, can't wait to hear their new songs.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, it's interesting, and I know you and I spoke about this earlier in the week. Looks like Sirius XM is acquiring Stitcher in a big, big acquisition, which was kind of shocking to me. It looks like Sirius wants to compete with iHeart in the podcast market.
Well, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. iHeart has always been, to me, number one in that area. It looks like Sirius wants to compete in a big way.
Yeah, they're coming on strong. They got some nice programs, too. So it's gonna be
they do. We always think of Howard Stern, but they have so many other personalities, you know, within Sirius.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, Bill. Well, let's have a good show. It might be a shorter show tonight, but we're going to carry on. Everyone, we're a iHeartRadio podcast. You can listen to our radio show replay. That's tomorrow on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. As of right now, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Our radio show concept is based on my first in-studio recording titled Original Lyrics Dream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. That was only 7 years ago. My website is russellfoisymusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded two albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. And the reason we do have our opening monologue, as we say, is we always want to give benefit to the new listener who really doesn't understand what the show is about. You could hear Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Well, what is that? So we want to give you a complete introduction on what we're trying to you know, do every week. And we hope to pay it forward. That's our goal to the individual listening tonight, with the desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. I will be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. And my own writing inspiration has come from life experience, current events, and family. Wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. That's only 8 years ago. So if I can do it, you can as well. So please try. As I mentioned, got some technical difficulties. It's a shame. We were to have the three members of the UK band Ocean Flats on this evening, and that will not take place, but we are going to play their new tracks, and I'm really excited for them. We're going to play a great new track from their upcoming new EP, which is being released tomorrow, December 4th. This is called People Part 1, their new EP. We're going to play a great new track, and this is called Atomic. Yeah, everybody, that's the UK band Ocean Flats, and that's a great new track from their upcoming new EP, People Part One, and that is titled Atomic. Let's talk about Ocean Flats. You know, they're and we've had them on the show previously. This was to be a part two episode, and you know, they're a great five-piece Brit pop band, and they're from Kent in the UK. And let me introduce the members of the band. First, you have Marshall Osborne on lead vocals, guitar, and keys. Damon Westwood on backing vocals, guitar, and keys. Dan Hoare on drums. Jordan Mansford on bass. And last but not least, Pepe, who plays guitar. So you have a five-piece band, and I can understand their excitement with the new EP release Friday, December 4th. I mean, I go back to when my first CD was being released and, you know, holding it in my hand, and it was a great feeling. So I understand what the recording experience, you know, must have been like. And, you know, there's nothing better than creating a thought, you know, turning that into a melody, writing the lyrics, and, you know, coordinating the chord composition with each of the tracks. And before you know it, I mean, you have a, you know, a great track and a great song. And congratulations, you guys. And, you know, I know it has to be a great experience. Ocean Flats is, their sound is a form of alternative rock, but they have influence, you know, from indie, soft and hard rock, and also synthesizer. So it's, you know, a combination of all of that. So you hear quite a few, you know, genres, you know, in their music, you know, which is great. And, you know, we look forward to having them back on the show. We'll extend an invitation next year. I'm sure they'll have some new tracks by then. And, you know, we're going to play a second great track from the UK Kent band Ocean Flats. Again, they have a new EP release, Part One. Let's play the next great track. Can't wait for everybody to hear it. And this is called Tommy from Strood. Down the shops to pick up a packet of facts, and the last I heard Yeah, that's a great rocking track. That's Ocean Flats from their new EP, People Part One. Tommy from Strood. Like it. There's a lot going on there. You know, when I look at the Ocean Flats bio, and, you know, they do say they're a band that likes to be on the same level of their listeners to make them feel included in the band, to make us feel accessible to them. I really like that that quote. You know, you want the audience to really take in, you know, your performance. And, you know, they also release songs that are enjoyable yet meaningful to the topics we care about. And, you know, I can already tell by the two tracks we've played so far, they're a high energy, fun band. You know, I can only imagine playing live in a pub or, you know, an equivalent venue. And I know they rock. So you've heard two great tracks from their new EP, People Part One. And we, in fact, you know, I met Ocean Flats through social media in Instagram. And, you know, the ability through social media is absolutely amazing. You know, the distance between where I am in Florida and the States to Kent, it's a 5-hour, you know, time difference, but, you know, you can instantly connect with, you know, members of the band. We connected with Jordan, and we had him on the show again, you know, a few months back. But social media is incredible to, in minutes, you know, place your MP3 tracks or WAV files in social media and be live and connected with the world in literally minutes. So absolutely amazing. One of the questions I was going to ask the band, and, you know, we do make music for the love of the art. But I think artists would like to know, and this is a question that comes up a lot, how do I monetize my music, you know, once I'm done in the recording studio? You know, there's digital platforms like Spotify, Pandora, Apple, CD Baby, TuneCore, just to name a few, and I'm part of all those that are available in the streaming landscape. And, you know, the artist can also make publishing royalties from songwriting. That's another avenue that you can go. And especially when you're a young band, don't give up your publishing royalty rights. Oh no, don't do that, because you could have a monster hit song in your hands and you can make publishing royalties for a long, long time on that song. So keep your publishing rights 100% to yourself. Here's a pretty interesting, cool statistic. There's 207 million monthly active users in Spotify. And what a great new way through Spotify to reach new audiences, promote, and build your fan base. And I've heard quite a few artists kind of criticize Spotify, but boy, the digital landscape has taken over from, you know, traditional, you know, FM radio. And, you know, to put your music in front of 207 million, you know, listeners is incredible. So, you know, all the artists out there, and I know Ocean Flats is certainly on top of the streaming platforms and getting their music out there. Take part in Spotify, take part in Pandora, all the digital platforms. Make sure you're in there, you know, to let your music be heard by this massive digital audience. We got one more track from this great band. Again, their new EP is People Part One, being released tomorrow. I'm very proud of you guys. Incredible. I know you got to be excited, and you got a tremendous future, you know, ahead of you. And keep on rocking, keeping it going. And here's another great one. Let's play Pictures with a Filter. Thank you. That's Pictures with a Filter, Ocean Flats, part one, the new EP that's being released tomorrow, December 4th. And congratulations. I know it's an exciting time, and I wish you guys all the best with the new release tomorrow. And I have great respect for you as a band. You got a lot of things going on here, a lot of different cool genres, and tremendous. You can find Ocean Flats in social media on Spotify, on Instagram, and in Facebook. And again, we hope to have you guys on here in the upcoming year very soon. Please, everybody, Google search and support and purchase Ocean Flats music. Very important. Support the artists out there. They're working hard. They're in the studio, refining their art, refining their craft. Support, you know, the artists out there. And everybody, if you'd like to be a guest, any artist out there, band, solo artist, any genre, we will book on our show. If you're interested in a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We do accept, again, all music genres. I would love to hear your sound. We're also actively seeking a sponsor for this radio show. Again, we're an iHeart Radio podcast, growing strong on additional 10-plus radio podcast platforms. And in my own social media feeds combined, I have a fan base of over 50,000, so that's not too bad. Again, we apologize for not having the members of Ocean Flats on, but we will have them back on in a part three episode. Trust me, we'll get them on next year. And again, good luck, guys, for your release tomorrow. You've earned it. You deserved it. And keep on making great music. Again, my name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.